Okay, I'm with Stefan Zubar. Stefan, you've last couple of games you've played in a couple of different positions. How's it gone for you out on the left wing?
Yeah, I mean, it was. I have to say, like, Oxford, the left, the first 20 minutes, I was a bit lost on the pitch. But, I think I wasn't too bad, you know. So, I just asked. I just played when the manager, you know, asked me to play. We've got only, like, four games. The goal is to stay up, and, yeah, I don't mind. I mean, it was a bit different, you know, but I still enjoy it. I prefer to be on the pitch and on the bench, and if it's for the team, you know, so I just do it.
The manager said you were a round peg in a square hole, something along those lines anyway. Obviously, with four centre-backs on the field, everyone sees it and thinks, it's a pretty defensive formation, but I don't think that's the way it's worked out.
No, it's not that, it's not at all, you know what I mean? It's not at all. Like, the manager, like, asked me to push, and I think we are quite dangerous on, like, set pieces with, like, the four centre-backs. So I think, like, no, we are not at all, you know what I mean? We can see, like, we try to score goals, and defensively, I think we are quite strong. So that's why I think, like, I don't mind at all. I just do it for the team. It's like we've got like nine clean sheets, I think, like, the in my
I think it's 10 now, I've been told.
10 clean sheets,
10 in 14
for, I think, like, and 46 goal conceded for, like, a team like York. I mean, for we struggle, you know, bottom of the league, like top 10, I think we're like top 10 defense. I think it's like we can't forget it. So I'm quite proud. And the thing is, now we have to make sure we try to win, like, the finish well, you know, try to win, like, the next four games, you know what I mean? So it's not only try to win just one game, but, like, the four next game, yeah.
And that starts tomorrow night with Morecambe. And you know now that if you do beat Morecambe, you're guaranteed Football League status for next season.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I think, like, we need, like, even the fans to be, like, behind us. They can see now on the pitch that we really want to do so something. So I think it's a huge game for us. And but yeah, the lads, we are waiting for it anyway. Yeah. So I mean, like, tomorrow night will be a big game. Just, like, expect, like, the fan there to be behind us, and let's do it.
What's changed? Is it all just down to the change in formation? Because you speak to the fans, they were all getting in touch with us just 3 or 4 weeks ago, saying York City are going down, I don't see where the next win's going to come from. And now you're unbeaten in six, and you look as though you're going to pick up points in every match.
No, I think we've just been unlucky, I would say, the season. I think we drew, like, 18 games, you know, just been, I would say, unlucky. When I first came here and I saw, like, the player we got, I said, wow, we definitely, like, can make, like, the playoff. But in football, anything can happen. So you can see, like, I got injured. They call, like, Dave back. So if didn't, you know, if done well, you know, and I think it's more like a wake up call. I think, like, it was like which game it was
when Northampton
4-1
Mansfield.
4-1, you know what I mean? It was first time this season we scored four goals. And I think the lads just realized, even down to 10 men, what we can do. And I think more it was a wake-up call, and even realized that, we are not safe. And, for me, just fantastic. I enjoy it. We've been through a lot. The season wasn't easy, but it's a good pressure. I just love it. It was a good pressure. So, just can't wait to play tomorrow. And we've got only, like, three weeks left, you know. So everyone is just focused on the club, just to stay up, you know. So I'm on loan. Even you're on loan, or you're, like, your contract, you know, and end up, like, in the summer, it don't matter. The most important is York City stay up and see what happens next season.
As you say, you're on loan, we'll see what happens next season. Would you be interested in staying here? Obviously, Russ Wilcox, the manager, he rates you, he likes you. Obviously, your family's in the south as well. I don't know how much of a part that would play, but would you be prepared to maybe sign a contract if one was available to you at York City?
I don't know if he likes me. but he played me, give him, like, a great opportunity to play football. We can't forget that I've been out for 15 months, so it was tough. So that was most important for me, is like to help the team staying up. And my situation, you know, it's not first, you know. Like for me, it's like if I try to play well every game, and after, if they are happy, I don't know if they're happy with what I've been doing. But I just try to do my best, and we'll see. Like come end of the season, maybe we'll talk about like next season. But to be honest with you, I don't think about it too much. You know what I mean? I think it's like because I have to make sure we stay up first. We stay up. Maybe we'll talk about maybe next season. But yeah, I'm still like a Bournemouth player. You know what I mean? Bournemouth been doing really well this season, so I hope they're gonna get promoted and we stay up, you know, and we see for me.
One question about Bournemouth. I don't think any of us thought outside of Bournemouth that Bournemouth could be in the Premier League next season at the beginning of this season. How much of a surprise has it been to you and maybe some of the other members in that squad that they're right at the top of the Championship?
I'm not surprised at all. So when you can see now, I mean, like with the player they got, with the, I mean, it's a good manager, you know, try to play football, you know, from the back. I'm not surprised at all. I think people, you know, got like I would say bad image or old image of Bournemouth, like the team who got like no money. We've been in administration. I think Bournemouth is like, I'm not surprised, to be honest. I'm not surprised at all. When you can see like the facilities, like in, so I think they deserve it. They deserve it for like a club like Bournemouth, you know, like top of like Championship. You can see like the team they beat the season. Now we've got only four games. There, lots can happen. You can see top of the table is tight. Lots can happen. So we'll see.